Democrats display transgender flags outside of Capitol Hill offices. Under attack from the current administration. By Penny Starr on March 29, 2019. The freshman class in the House had brought firsts to Capitol Hill, including a change of rules to allow Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, to wear a hijab on the House floor, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introducing the controversial Green New Deal resolution that has put socialism in the spotlight. When Jennifer Wexton, DBA, was sworn in January, she was the first to hang a transgender flag outside of her office in the Longworth office building. When I was sworn in less than 3 months ago, I was the only member of Congress to hang a transgender flag outside of my office. Wexton said on Thursday at a press conference announcing the passage in the House of a resolution to oppose President Donald Trump's order that members of the U.S. military must serve according to their biological sex at birth. It attracted some attention, Wexton said. But I would suggest that all of you go over to any of the office buildings across the street after this press conference and you will see scores of the same flag hanging outside of members' offices proudly. And I hung the flag not just because this community is under attack from the current administration, but because the transgender community are my family and my friends, said Wexton, who has told reporters she is an aunt to a transgender child. And guess what? They're your family and your friends too, Wexton said, adding that she believes Trump's decision is based not on facts but bigotry and hate. Media and social media has revealed that other lawmakers are following suit by hanging transgender flags, some in support of the transgenders in the military resolution and also to mark International Transgender Day of Visibility on Sunday. I got a message from a mom of a transgender teen in hashtag CA25. She saw my colleagues hanging flags in honor of hashtag Transvisibility Week and asked me to do the same. I was proud to say ours is already up, announced Representative Katie Hill, DCA, who ran as a bisexual candidate and is married to a man. The halls of Congress are decked out to show our trans community hashtag won't be erased, Hill tweeted. Today, 238 members of the House passed H.R. 124 condemning the Trump-Pence administration's hashtag transmilitary ban. Victory Institute extends our deepest gratitude to members of the Congressional Atlantic Caucus and all the dedicated advocates nationwide. Hashtag protect trans troops, the Victory Institute tweeted. Organizations like the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, are promoting the trend on social media. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.